Blog Talk Radio.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, and no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, the earth is empty as my car. Blame you. No one bites back his heart on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dreams, the earth is empty as my car.
Discover
in the snow now. So that's New Mexico for you. Hey Russell, hey Virgil, how you doing, guys?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Getting up here in Georgia. Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, up in Jonathan's neck of the woods down by there. We got him on there. He's going to be Keith called in, so we're going to bring him in here in just a bit. Russell, how you doing, brother? You surviving?
Oh, yeah, yeah, surviving down here. Did some stuff this weekend. Really proud of my back. It held up. So I guess I may finally be healed. I don't know. It's talking to me a little bit today, but... other than that, doing well. I'd like to take just a couple minutes to get something off my chest, okay?
Go for it.
I keep getting all these things, oh, it's still a chess game, it's this, it's that, and you got these heads out there yakking, and people... You better come down to earth and reality, all right? I quit talking to politicians altogether, all right? The GOP or whatever the Republicans call them friggin' selves. 2022, we're taking the House back. No, you're not. Has it just completely eluded you what happened this past November? Are you brain dead? And if you're
not, look what they just passed, Russell.
Lay off a little bit of that shit, man. You know, open the window. Let some of the smoke out of there, man. Get some fresh air, whatever you need to do.
Well, look what they just passed, Russell. They passed the law just recently with his stimulus, and nobody read the stimulus, but packet that they just passed. They're suppressing the voting system now. They said this was coming. They rigged it to where there isn't going to be any fair voting.
Wait till you hear what I got to tell you. Y'all go ahead.
Go ahead, Russell.
Like I said, I don't even talk about it. I'm not surprised. We said they were coming. I'm not going to repeat myself over and over a thousand times.
Right.
I'm not going to fucking do it. You know,
there's never
going to be another free election. The Republican Party's dead. And that's probably a good fucking thing. I mean, they're doing exactly what... Look what they've done in 60 fucking days. You know, fuck you very much. We said this was coming. It's here. I'm not going to sit here and talk about some fucking stimulus bill that we don't have the money to pay with, that less than 10% is going to the American people, and the rest is going to be funding leftist, Democrat, and elitist agendas for a decade, okay? All
right,
people,
right.
Knock the fucking shit off already, all right?
All right.
And do something else. We can disagree on politics and still be friends. No, we can't. Those Democrat friends of yours, whoever you may be out there, you need to walk over and shake their hand and give them a big thank you for gas prices going. Here in Texas, gasoline has jumped about 70 cents a gallon in the last 6 weeks, all right?
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine,
here in New Mexico,
truck driver, now this was a week ago, so I don't know if it's gone up any since then. He paid $3.19 a gallon for diesel.
$3.19
for diesel
here. $4.10 for gas. Up here now.
168 gallons in Louisiana cost me $489.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that cost me almost $70 just to fill up my car this week. So, hey, we got Jonathan Garcia who's coming on. We had him on the show before. He was running against Kemp there in Georgia, and he wants to come in and rant like the rest of us, so I'm going to bring him on. Virgil, then you can talk to him real quick. Hey, Jonathan,
okay,
how you doing, brother?
I ain't ranting, but I do have some solutions.
Oh, I thought you were Jonathan. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. This is the future governor of Georgia speaking. And if here's the deal. The solution is for the private person as the individual, you're going to have to take back control as an individual, not only all your private property, but anything that they can control you with, you're going to have to find a way to bring that back under your control and not not them have leverage over you.
And I've been doing that. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, because I told you in Virgil Summit what I've been doing and everything with these debt collectors and stuff, and I pissed them off royally this week. And Russell, you're gonna be tickled pink when I tell you how I did it, and it was legal, and everything. What I'm going to tell you is just use this technique, everybody that's listening, and you get rid of those debt collectors. Really, it'll take some time, but you can do it. You know, so
well. But yeah,
you know,
that was,
and everything.
That was genius.
So, but what genius. I did, if you look in the Consumer Affairs Act, Federal Act Law, and this is in there. Okay, anytime a debt collector tries to get you to pay a bill or a debt or anything, what they do is they buy that debt off of the other company. So what that means is the contract, say with Rogers Incorporated, which is a debt collection company. They own that debt. You don't own it. They have to prove to you, bring proof to you that you signed a contract with Rogers Incorporated. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And when I brought this up with them yesterday, they threw a fit. They didn't know I knew this part of the law. I go, you bought the debt, you own it, I don't. You show me my name on your contract, and we will sit down and we will talk.
Right, do that.
You know, I cleared up my credit history. My credit was bad. You already see it now. I brought it up to 670 points in a matter of 1 month by doing it.
Yeah.
And it's legal. Well, so Virgil asked me a question earlier, and I'm going to answer it. Anytime, if you are in a financial bind, so if you bought a house or property and stuff, and this company sold out and another company bought it, well, that contract is void. You no longer own that contract. Okay, Virgil?
Yeah,
that contract is no good.
I'm going to look into that.
It's no longer any good.
I'm going to look into that.
Because that company has to prove that your name is on their contract. If they can't provide it, it's no good. Challenge them.
Right.
Watch what they do.
But adding fuel to Russell's statement, okay, I became privileged to this information a few days ago, quite a few days ago. All right. We've all heard of the Congressional Black Caucus, right? You've heard of these people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've all heard of the NAACP.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we all know that the election was not, i.e., stolen. It was hijacked. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Through voter fraud and falsified ballots. Well,
mm-hmm.
this was done way before the election, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was another falsified ballot that went all over the country that people didn't realize that could be used for this purpose that I'm going to expose right now.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the U.S. Census. It was called the U.S. Census. Now,
mm-hmm.
Russell's saying that there's not going to be a free election. The 2022 thing, you know, is a pipe dream, and he is right for this reason.
Mm-hmm. I believe the same thing.
The information from the U.S. Census is going to be used by the NAACP to file multiple lawsuits in multiple states, and they are going to sue for redistricting under racial bias.
And they're doing that here.
Let me finish, Joseph, please.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're going to do is the U.S., the Congressional Black Caucus is all behind this. So what they're going to do is they're going to file these lawsuits using the falsified information on the U.S. Census to redistrict these congressional districts in
mm-hmm.
their favor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, when they do that, naturally, it's going to go to court. Okay? So now what do you have defending the American people? You have another front man who is going to appoint the dumbest, lamest lipshits to defend us against these lawsuits, and the federal court is going to side with the NAACP. They're going
mm-hmm.
to issue orders to the Justice Department to go into these states and redistrict these congressional and senatorial districts.
Mm-hmm.
So there you're going to have, that's where you're going to have your majority Senate and your majority
mm-hmm.
Congress. And once
mm-hmm.
that happens, ladies and gentlemen, oh, the party ain't really started yet.
Mm-hmm.
The party has not really started. You're going to see the most perverted, right-killing legislation come out. You think they've done a lot of damage in 60 days, like Russell said? Oh, look, they've got, what, three years and 10 months now? They're going to
mm-hmm.
do some damage. And before that
mm-hmm.
2022 election, you're going to have states, red states, that are going to be redistricted.
They're
going to
mm-hmm.
come under redistrict because of the word racism, voter racism, and all of this, white supremacy,
this. But the feds cannot redistrict states.
Oh, they can't?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's strictly a state's right.
Right.
Somebody missed
They've done it in Louisiana. They've done it in Louisiana, Russell, 12 times since 1977.
They've done it here in New Mexico.
It's not the federal government doing it. It's your state government, your state house, your state legislatures.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're doing it in
mm-hmm.
New Mexico now.
Wait a minute, Russell. You're partially right about that, Russell. You see, if states don't redistrict like the Justice Department wants, you see, the federal government has the option to withhold what? Federal funding. Federal
mm-hmm.
highway funds, federal this fund, federal that fund. You see, it's all done with blackmail, brother. It's all done with blackmail.
Yep. And the person... And we got,
I don't think you guys have touched on this yet. You guys haven't touched on this. Big Tech came out and said that they have fortified the elections. So it's going to be a snowball's chance in hell for anybody to get a free and fair election just because of the Big Tech manipulating through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, all that. And if you
mm-hmm.
don't think that they've had they had more influence along with mainstream media, with NBC and CBS, all them big conglomerate. The national narrative was, as they were fortifying the election, basically that they were pushing for the mainstream will of we the people to accept a fraudulent farce of an election. So even now, if you say that it was stolen or it was a miscount or anything like that, what does Facebook do? Fact check, right? And what before that everything was finalized, you couldn't say, you know, yada yada, the votes haven't been counted yet, or the votes are. They would say that Biden is the president elect now. So any information that you present is false and has been fact checked by Politico or Washington Post or whoever else they say is an independent fact checker, but really is a biased news source, which is a part of the scam. And then you had, before the election, you had everybody like myself that were losing their pages, and they were getting put down in Facebook jail 30 days before the election. So we couldn't put nothing out. So they were not only just saying that between their advertisements and fact-checking, they were also censoring and gagging the conservative voice on mainstream social media and news outlets, you could say. So that's the demon that the majority of the demon that we're going to have to fight.
Oh yeah, well, already tell you.
Let me give you my outlook on this real quick, and then I've got to bail on you guys. I'm sorry. Okay. Forget about elections. All right, it's done. All right, it's over. They were allowed to get away with cheating, whatever you want to call it, fraud, whatever. We know what the hell went on. The evidence is there, black and white. There's no doubt about it, okay? You think they're not going to continue to use that same system? They will.
See, this is the deal, though. It's not. They may have got away with it on paper, but they don't have to get away with it with we the people. How we the people get away, get back at that is civil disobedience.
We people aren't doing a damn thing, and we ain't going to do a damn thing, all right?
That's right. That's right.
We had our opportunity. We had our president, and he dropped the fucking ball, all right? They got to him. They threatened his family. Whatever they did, they got to him. President Trump pussed out, period. Exclamation mark.
Wow.
Pence stabbed him in the back. Pence is worthless as a pile of coke dog do. It's over.
The only way
this gets fixed is for the American people to rise up. People who win elections legally don't fucking build fences around we the people's buildings and keep us out at gunpoint.
See what you said. You said two different things. And what I was saying was, is that under civil disobedience, we the people can win, meaning that we have to fight back by taking back control as individuals. Now, as far as the election and all that stuff,
that's easier said than done. How do you convince people when you have a Justice Department and now a Attorney General that is spending time hunting down people that they say participated in these riots and everything, the oath keepers and all of this, and they're wanting to put them in prison. You see, they don't care that what they're doing is they're setting an example. They're setting an example.
When you cannot vote anymore and your voice is not heard, there's only one thing else to do. And that last thing to do is civil disobedience. And how do you do that? You quit participating. Quit voluntarily complying. Quit participating. Quit playing their game. And that's it.
That's it.
Now, is that going to take some balls? Because people are saying, well, I'm a tax-paying citizen, and all my guns are registered, and my house is registered. I got land taxes. I got alarm tax on my car. I'm registered with the state in this and registered with the state in that. I got a hunting license. I got a tax on this, and I got a tax on that. And all this stuff that should be private property. The one thing that you haven't exercised are affidavits. And they damn sure don't want to teach you how to use affidavits to secure your private property.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're talking about using a fair and impartial system. You do not have that anymore. You do not have that in the presidency. You do not have it in the Congress. You do not have it in the Senate. And you especially do not have it in the court system anymore.
They can't fight affidavits.
Nowhere.
They cannot fight
affidavits.
Yes, they
can. They just like you can ignore them, they can ignore you.
They cannot fight affidavits.
They can ignore you.
Affidavits are the representation of the private person, not the fictitious straw man or anything that's derived from the straw man. Affidavits are like having a gold-backed currency. Actually, it's like having the gold of the gold-backed currency. That's what the affidavit is.
Okay,
and
who are you depending on to enforce these affidavits?
You have to go to the court and file up. You have to get your affidavits from the court, and the courts have to go by what's on the affidavits and what's in the file on state. So when you file your affidavits with the state recognizes those affidavits. Now, the state would love to have you on the other side of the affidavit where you're not using it and actually voluntarily complying to register
once again,
property.
You're talking about a fair and impartial system, which you do not have anymore.
They can't hold you back from getting an affidavit. They cannot
hold
you back from getting an affidavit.
They can't hold you back. They can't hold you back from getting an affidavit, but they can make it so difficult. Not everybody is a lawyer. They can make it so difficult to where you have to appeal and appeal and appeal and appeal. And, you know, I mean, I don't have $150,000 for lawyers, and I'm pretty sure you don't. You know, they've corrupted the system so much with these chicken shit check of pants lawyers. That's the first thing. That's the first thing that needs to be strung up in this United States of America from coast to coast. These chicken shit check of pants lawyers. They're the ones.
Yep.
They're the ones really to blame for all this. Okay. I mean, you could have. If you've got the right amount of pull, I mean, look at Hillary. Okay, you have over 300 arrests have been made. You have hundreds more that are going to be made in the November 6th Capitol riot. Okay, but look at and they're going by word of mouth on these arrests, basically, you know, from ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, brother-in-laws they owe money to and this, that, and the other. Okay, but look at the evidence that was against Hillary, against Comey, against Biden, and none of these people. We heard, 140,000 indictments. They're going to use military tribunals. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They're going to make mass arrests, all of this. None of that shit ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what happened to Lavoie Finicum. Look at what happened to Lavoie Finicum and his crew up there in Oregon. Shot down in cold blood on national television. Nothing's done about it. Jeanette still hasn't even gotten his pickup truck back from the FBI. They won't turn it over. And she's got an affidavit for that. That's her property. But they won't turn it back over.
And she's been fighting that for a long time. And for the record, Jonathan, just to let you know, we're the ones – I actually talked to Lavoie the last night. We did his last radio address interview the night he was killed, or the morning that he was killed. And we also exposed Uranium One on his show, me, Russell, and Hurricane Ann, and Phil Spencer. We exposed all of Uranium One back in 2014 with all evidence. Look what happened. Nothing.
You have a complete iron curtain. You have a complete iron curtain around public property, property of we the people. Okay? You have a president and vice president who are so scared. All right? Really, you know, they're stooges. They're really stooges. You're not going to see the people that's really calling the shots on this. They're stooges.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You want the stupidest people you can find to be your front man. That way, when something goes wrong, you got time to duck and hide. Okay, but you have a president and a vice president. He's so scared he hasn't been on Air Force One not once.
Yep. And he still hasn't addressed the nation yet
because he's. You know, and it's just, you know, Trump went in his first, what, couple of 60, 80, 90 days. Hell, he flew all the way to Korea, North Korea, to meet up with people, you know, to try and get this stuff done. He was flying all over the world trying to get stuff straight. And this one here, what does he do? Oh, stroke of a pen, executive order, executive order, executive order. Bullshit legislation. Tear down the Second Amendment. Tear down the Second Amendment. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know how serious this is with this Second Amendment, how scared people are. If you haven't been, the other day I had to go get some parts, some AR parts, from a place called Jim's Firearms in Baton Rouge. All right. This place here, you usually walk through this place. This place rivaled Bass Pro, Cabela's, everything when it came to guns, new guns, secondhand guns, ammunition, whatever you wanted. If they didn't have it, they just didn't make it, okay? And this place looked like, when I went in there, like a going out of business sale. I mean, there was only sporting shotguns left, only a few handguns left, a few revolvers, ammunition. Yeah, right. Okay. And I think they had two AR-15s left and one M14A1 Garand rifle left on the shelf. And I just looked in disbelief, and
you can't even find 22 shells now. I was lucky I got what I got.
Well, the thing is on that, directly from the people at Remington. This is directly from the people at Remington Ammunition Manufacturer in Hot Springs, Arkansas. That's where the plant's at. Okay. Since so many people have bought firearms since before, just before And after the election, they're still trying to bomb. Okay, people are also buying ammunition. Mm-hmm. You had a sale of over 3 million firearms just in recent 4 weeks after the election.
Yeah.
Maybe a month and a half. Within 3 weeks to a month and a half. Let's call it that.
Yeah.
Well, with the COVID, they're running a skeleton crew now because of the COVID shit, and they are producing. They're producing. He showed me big old boxes, 9mm, 223s, and they're doing their best to get divided up and get it as much to each person as they can. But it's production.
Uh-huh.
It's production.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're running around uh-huh. the clock, but it's just they just cannot keep up with the demand.
Oh yeah, and that's
you see that is why I tried to tell everybody since Obama got elected, start buying. Every time I'd go to Walmart.
Yep.
When 223s were $6 a box, $6 a box for full metal jackets, I would buy 10 boxes every week,
mm-hmm.
every week, 9mm. You know, I'd have about $120, $150 set aside budget to buy ammunition, and I've been doing it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And what have I got now? All right, I've got about 5,000 rounds of 9mm. I can fill a bathtub up with 22s,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
7,000 to 10,000 rounds of 223s, and I've got about 1,500 to 2,000 rounds of 308s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
wow.
It's all about, you know, like Aesop's fable, the grasshopper in the ants.
And
I warn people. You're wearing that tinfoil hat too tight on your head. You know, it must be unhealthy to be that paranoid. Blah 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 blah. All of this, that, and the other. And everything, just like Nostradamus. Just like Nostradamus, everything we said is coming to pass.
Yep.
Everything we said is coming to pass. When
Obama got elected,
I saw the writing on the wall. I saw the writing on the wall.
I'm going to leave you guys
so
with this. And I'm about to get off here after I say this. Any law that is repugnant to constitutional law, that means if it's a legality, a statute, a code that is written after the constitutional law that it comes after, if it's repugnant, it is null and void. Now, for everybody out there that wants to register everything, understand that when you register anything with the state is a partial owner. Anything that you register with the federal government is a partial owner.
Mm-hmm.
You want to reserve those rights to have private property, you get an affidavit. You file the right paperwork for that affidavit. That's how an affidavit works.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
going back to
Lavoie Finicum's wife, Jeanette, that would have to be a hard fight to get her property from the state, for the state of Georgia. Any law that violates your Fifth Amendment, which is a constitutional law, any law that proceeds after that, that violates your Fifth Amendment, is not a law. Anything
mm-hmm.
that any law that proceeds that violates your First Amendment is not a law. Anything
mm-hmm.
that violates any constitutional right or law is not law.
Mm-hmm.
So under civil disobedience, we do have the right to say fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true. That's true. Well, I was going to say, too, on the registrations, it's like with these gun registrations. We said this many times, like we showed you on. Why would you want to register your gun to the state when ATF already has your registration and everything already when you bought the gun? It don't make sense.
No,
because
they have that. They have the manufacturer, mm-hmm. and they have the original purchaser.
Exactly.
What they're wanting to do is they're wanting to track down where Tom sold Bob a hunting rifle or a shotgun, then Bob sold it to Jim, and then Jim went and put it in the pawn shop to pay his gambling debt so he could play the poker machine. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're wanting to track down. That's what they want. They're wanting the exact location. The exact location of these firearms, how many they have, it's a military tactic.
Yeah,
you
want to
know how many troops
you have.
You're
not talking about trying to track down the firearms for Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to drop off weapons across the border and not track those weapons down going to cartels and whatnot, then guess what? Any law repugnant, it's not
right.
Void.
Right. Right.
And we're talking about
the ATF
and the National Firearms NFA and all this stuff. If it says shall not be infringed, what the hell are we doing?
Exactly.
Well, my man, ever since the Dick Act. Because the Dick Act,
yeah, it was a big
every
one.
Firearms law every firearms law.
Uh-huh.
That they have passed in the United States is unconstitutional.
Uh-huh.
It is unconstitutional.
Everything after
exactly.
the Second Amendment is unconstitutional.
Well, the Dick Act affirms the Second Amendment. The Dick Act affirms the Second Amendment. United States versus Miller reaffirms the
mm-hmm.
Second Amendment. Okay. But every firearm, every NFA act that has come down the pike ever since then, is illegal, and they know it.
Was
and
there
they
anything
know
after that said that after shall not
but
be
they don't want you to know it.
That the Second Amendment could be altered, what's the word that they use?
Well, the thing is, my man,
it is
when you
say
have
it could
the Army, Navy, Air Force, and the Marine Corps backing you up, and you have all of these alphabet agencies, the NSA, the FBI, the ATF, the CIA, all of these people here, you know, look at what happened to Waco. Look at what happened to Waco. Okay,
yeah,
no
but they
warrant.
They never stopped being we the people.
No warrant, no probable cause, no charges filed, no murder charges filed in the death of, what, over a dozen children that were in there.
Every American
no
is going
to
have to answer
whatsoever to go fucking with
that
those
question.
People.
Yeah, but every American is going to have to answer that question individually. And,
well,
and
the
regardless
thing is, the problem
of
is,
what department
the problem
you're
is,
in,
the,
it doesn't matter. You're still we the people.
The problem
and you're going to have
is,
to answer
the problem
it.
Is, the problem is, oh, well, let's just wait and see what's going to happen. That's not an answer to the problem. That's stupidity. Okay? The time for being I'm a law abiding citizen, that shit ain't gonna get it. You're gonna have to make a choice. You're gonna have to make a choice now.
That's what I'm saying. Yep.
Right.
And it's gonna
as
take
far as
it's gonna take it can't take 50 people. It can't take 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
But
see,
if it's 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, oh, then they got a problem. Then they've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was 140-something registered, 140-something million registered voters. There was 74 million plus of that voted for Trump, including myself. And then, however it fell on the other side, whether they voted Libertarian or Democrat or Independent or whatever, for whoever else. So regardless of the voting and how that fell and all that, 74 million people are pretty conservative, I'd say. And then you got the rest that either said that if they knew about Hunter Biden and all that stuff, that they wouldn't have voted or whatever. So that would have been another percentage. But when you look at 140-something million people out of 300-something million people as far as population, that's only like half. That's less than half of the voting, actually, the half of the population voting, and that's registered. So the thing is that as we the people, there's nobody left out of we the people. And
well,
as individuals, we're going to have to ask and answer for ourselves some very serious and honest questions that are going to probably leave us feeling like we're in the Twilight Zone, which is, shall you comply or shall you not comply?
Right.
That's it.
And the other thing is why do they have the White House like a fortress right now? What are they scared of? They're like Virgil said, they're afraid.
They know, yeah, they know what they did.
They're afraid of us.
Yeah.
They're afraid of us because they know.
You see, November 6th, if it wouldn't have been a bunch of clowns, I'm going to call them, going off in there and just acting, throwing a temper tantrum. If it would have been done right, we wouldn't have this problem we have now.
Exactly.
It would not
the
be.
Ones
it
that,
would not.
The ones that went in there on December 6th were not the ones that they actually fear. The ones that they fear are the ones that are that fall under the Patriot Act, 1 and 2. And the ones that fall under the Patriot Act, 1 and 2, were not there.
We were talking about that.
Somebody walking in there with a damn buffalo hat on with no T-shirt and then...
That idiot.
Right?
I know that idiot. I know that idiot. He cried so much when he got locked up in jail that the jail didn't serve the kind of food that he ate, that they got tired of hearing him, and they transferred him to another jail, and now he's trying to get a bond hearing. And the judge basically just walked out of the courtroom with all the ridiculous shit he was saying up in there.
Yeah, I heard
of
this
clown.
But that's the badass. That's the badass that they got all the fencing and the National Guard and everybody up there for. That's the badass.
Now they use that as an excuse. You know. They're going to try to make an example. All right, the Oath Keepers. Okay. All right. The Oath Keepers. Oh, so badass. So this, right. So that. You know, I mean, they want to come up dressed up in battle rattle and everything else, and they didn't even bring so much as a slingshot with them.
Right.
Okay.
Nobody brought a rifle, firearm, or anything across the bridge.
And
big badass.
If just a hundred people, solid people that knew what they were doing, would have went in there And then started dragging them son of a bitches out and drag them on that balcony and started popping them in the head. I guarantee you, we wouldn't have the problem. We wouldn't have with iPhone Omar. Oh, buddy, I would love to test out that 357 Magnum on her. Love
but,
it.
Here's the deal on that too. Okay, AOC said to Ted Cruz that her life was threatened, right? And I'm gonna get off here.
Mm-hmm.
She said her life. You almost killed. Had me killed.
Yeah, she got called.
She
wasn't
in
even
the fucking building.
Yeah, she wasn't,
she wasn't
even
in
there.
The fucking building.
Yeah, she wasn't there. That was all recorded. It wasn't the shoot. They even got her. That tracked everybody where they go, where they've been at. They even said she was not anywhere near the White House that day.
So everything's
she got
all
called
grandstanding.
Out.
It's just all grandstanding. It's all a big ass clown show. This is Barnum and Bailey Circus over there. That,
yep. And
we're not buying tickets.
It's all diversionary tactics. It's all diversionary tactics. Now
Right. Everybody
is on the Grammys. That's everybody's needle stuck on the Grammys because that fucking whore, Rihanna, got up there, sang Wet Ass Pussy, and had a lesbian show with another broad up there on the Grammys on national TV. Oh, everybody's outraged about that. Everybody is so outraged about that. You know?
They're going to be nasty.
Well, what do you expect? What do you expect?
Right.
You think wait till you see 9, 10, 12-year-old girls on in movies doing that shit on primetime television. Wait till you see them walking around naked in these 30-minute sitcoms. You know, on these new sitcoms that are going to come out.
The little preteen boys
up
there dressed in drag, doing twerk shows.
Yeah.
Look what they're doing, guys, to our friend Marjorie Greene. Look what they did to her. Jonathan and I know her very, very well. Look what they did to her.
Yeah,
she's fighting back like hell.
Yeah, I wish there was more up there to help her. And that's... George is fighting like hell. We really are.
Yeah, she's a fighter, but I tell you what, though, I was laughing at her because, you know, I met her and you met her when we were up at Lucretia's and everything. And I told her when I first met her, I said, girl, you're going to be sitting in Congress because I hope so. I got to know you are. I see it. Just like I told you, Jonathan.
Well,
here's the thing
with that.
You know,
I talked to Marjorie Greene's husband. I talked to Marjorie Greene's husband and did a small interview with him, and I told him that she was going to make it to Congress. I told him that in Calhoun. I was on live when I interviewed him.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with all of that. All the harassment and all the criticism and everything else. Okay? Mm-hmm. Where's the Me Too movement? Where's the Me Too movement? They're picking on a little weak. They're picking on a weak little woman. You know, where's
nobody's that? Nobody's talked about Epstein or Gazelle.
Right.
You know,
Ghislaine Gazelle, whatever her name is.
Now
look at Kibbo.
Even the FBI is on the defensive now for their investigation of Brett Kavanaugh. They didn't even do an investigation. They can't find anybody that interviewed anybody on the investigation of Brett Kavanaugh or this Ford bitch that came up, this retarded bitch that came up and accused him of all of this.
It's like Russia.
There's no record of any investigation being conducted.
Right.
Well, you guys did hear they're going after Finch again, right? I mean, Flynn again, right? I heard that today, that they're going after him all over. They're doing this whole shit all over again on Flynn.
You know, I haven't heard that, but I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. That came out today. I was reading some articles on it and stuff. But, Jonathan, you get a chance, tell Marguerite to get in contact with me. I lost contact with her when my main page got deleted and everything. But tell her to – she's got my number, I think. Have her to give shoot me a text and stuff, because we're trying to get her on our show again and stuff. But she's so busy and everything. I know it's probably going to be hard, but if you get a chance to talk to her, would you let her know?
I'll have to send something by probably Patrick Parsons.
Okay, if you can and everything. She knows who I am. Just tell her what William from New Mexico.
Will.
She'll know exactly who I am.
Tell her from me. Tell her from me if she happens to cross over to the halls between the Congress and the Senate, if she sees David Cassidy, tell her to kick him in the nuts for me.
Will do it.
Right.
Tell her to kick that son of a bitch square in the fucking nuts with a pair of steel toe tennis shoes or something.
Probably have to be some steel toe Tims.
All right.
Some cat work boots.
Right. So
that motherfucker, I'm gonna tell you something about that sorry son of a bitch. That sorry son of a bitch hasn't been home to the state of Louisiana since he did pull that bullshit during that impeachment. He hasn't been home yet.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll have her, I'll try and get to her. Get her in the message.
All right. Yeah, if you can. Yeah, I've messaged her on Facebook, but she don't recognize my other name, you know. So, but she's been on our show.
We
got to
keep that under wraps anyway.
Yep. She has. I've been trying to get a hold of Derek Gibson too. I've lost contact with quite a lot of them since they deleted my main page and stuff. But how are you looking in the polls so far, up there? You and Mac McGregor, how you guys doing?
I haven't even seen one yet. I might have to look at one, try and find it, but it ain't going to be hard.
Oh, I bet you Stacey Abrams is ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Right. Tell Mac I said hi, and I'm trying to get him on the show is next to impossible. He's busy. He's a busy man. That's one busy guy there. But
Same here.
He only gets the weekend off, and we don't do our show on the weekends, but we're trying to get him on the show and stuff and everything. But anyhow, brothers, you're getting close to that time anyway. You're getting ready to close the show and stuff.
Yeah, I'm having a good one.
I'm
getting out here.
You too, brother. I'll talk to you a little bit on Facebook and stuff. But the rest of y'all have a good week and everything. We'll be back here on Thursday night. And I know Russell said his phone was dying. So, Russell, you got anything you want to say before we close the show?
No, I'm good, brother. Man, people just pull your head down to the phone, start looking around and see what's going on. This is Gunny out.
Yep.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you later. Russell, Virgil, you be careful out there on the road, and everybody else, y'all.
All right.
Just stay away from this bipolar weather. But anyhow, we'll be back here Thursday night, and I hope y'all, got some of those consumer tips. Just remember, you don't have to talk to the collections agencies and just challenge them, and everything. It'll take time, but you'll beat them at their own game, and everything. But do check into that, Virgil. I guarantee you'll win that.
I'm going to look into it.
So, all right, guys. We'll be back here on Thursday night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I'm going to play this convoy just for you, Virgil.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine? 10-4 pig pen. For sure, for sure.
June when they highballed over the pass. Bulldog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking boars, seat cover starting to gain. Now Beaver, you a truckin' with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain.